targeting seniors, I would imagine, that are will be 18. They can register. Is that primarily who you're hoping to reach, or do you want to reach people when they're younger too? Because you can still get involved early on, right?
Yeah, definitely both of those groups. I think civic engagement is really about having those relationships and conversations with people about things that matter to you, and that does not have an age restriction on it. So, of course, it is important to get those seniors who can vote, but also speak to younger kids as well. And, of course, I can't vote yet. I'm still civically engaged.
Now, the event you have coming up, it's on a Friday. It's March 15th, and it's called the Allegheny County Youth Voting Huddle. And it's going to be at Carnegie Library of Oakland, the main Oakland branch just east, you know, in Pittsburgh in the university area. And it's pretty easy to attend. My understanding is your organization will help students if they need text for a permission letter to get a day off of school. You can't provide the permission, but you can sort of provide the wording to help explain why this is an educational event. Is that true?
Yeah, and I believe March 15th is actually a half day for PPS students, so it shouldn't interfere with school at all.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, there are a lot of great organizations working to put this event together, and they can definitely speak to schools and make sure no one is getting in trouble for being civically involved.
And let's talk a little bit about the agenda for the event in the moments we have remaining here. What can folks expect?
It's definitely going to be a lot of discussion about civic engagement and how they can bring that back to their schools in the form of registering their peers and spreading general information. And we also have the pleasure of having our mayor, Ed Gainey, and Dr. Walters, our superintendent, make an appearance, which I believe will show PPS students that voting is very important, civic engagement is very important in schools and life in general. So I'm very excited.
I am too, and I really wish you the very best. Were you here when the student advisory group, did you come down to SLB by any chance when we met here with Mayor Gainey?
No, I don't think I was part of that group.
Well, I hope we'll get a chance to meet you face-to-face, because we're really committed to amplifying youth voice, not just as you and I are right now, but in a deeper way about ideas and, you know, specific strategies that might be ways of promoting positive change. So we'll be looking forward to getting to know you more. And I'm glad you could join us the Saturday before the event. I know it's going to be very busy the week ahead. Anything else you'd like to add?
That is pretty much it. I hope students can come and have fun and get a free lunch and learn a little bit more about civic engagement.
Wonderful. It's the Allegheny Youth Vote Huddle, and we've linked to the website, or you can search on it and register. It's free, and it's at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Thank you, Orly.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
That's Orly Trumbull, a 10th grader at Pittsburgh Obama. The answer we were looking for to our high clue? Pie. Pie. Pie without the E at the end of it. The mathematical constant. And as a number of people pointed out, you know, Pi Day is coming up. March 14th. And yes, you're exactly right. This well-known constant can help compute the length of perfectly round trips. I believe that's... I should look these things up before I open my mouth. 2 pi r, right, is the radius of a circle. 2 pi r. The area is pi r squared. Jim in Crafton Heights knew the correct answer. So did Russ in North Carolina. And a correct answer from Larry in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Tom in McCandless, Bruce in Ingram, John in Economy Borough, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, John and Addie in East Deer, Rich in Freeport, and Stu in McCandless. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org.
This is a song about pi, the 16th letter of the Greek alphabet, the symbol used to designate the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. A baked food consisting of one or two layers of pastry with a filling, as of fruit or meat. 3.14159265358979322846264333, etc. ad infinitum. It's just two little letters, one if you're Greek, three required to spell if it's an after-dinner treat. Well, I like pie, I like it by the slice, even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. It's an irrational number, and it's fine dessert. It's a clown's projectile, and it might get on your shirt. It defines a circle, or a sorority. It's tasty and it's fillin', but it won't divide by three. I like pie, I like it by the slice.
Me too.
Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. Mincemeat pie's tasty, rhubarb pie's tart. Calculus is science, but baking is an art. I sent my son to college, they taught him pi or square. I told him pi or round and said those Twits cornbread are square. I like pie,
it's high.
I like it by the slice.
Nuclear,
even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. Dried buffalo chips and cow pie, when firewood was slack. Warmed old prairie dwellers, they were pyromaniacs. Let's pretend we're eggheads, of wit more than half. I'll tell an esoteric joke, and then we all will laugh. Ha ha ha!
I like pie.
I like it by the slice. Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. Those old Hebrews in the Bible, 1 Kings 7:23, used pi in their figures, but they thought it equaled 3. Using a computer, you can cipher pi. to the millionth digit, and then you can ask why.
I like pie.
Moon pie.
I like it by the slice.
Oh, pie and eight.
Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. I like pie.
I like more pie.
I like it by the slice.
Lace, sir.
Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice.
It's the ratio of what's going on to what's coming round. Yeah.
That's the Alfred Packer Memorial String Band. That's what they call themselves. With Pi, and Pi Day is coming up on Thursday. Morning has really flown by today. Thank you for being with us. I think I've caught up with answering emails and text messages if I missed one. My apologies. What a busy morning it's become. The Sound Hound is just about ready to invite you to solve a puzzle. The Sound Hound is coming up shortly. Russ reminds us that pi r round as opposed to pi r squared.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Last week's on-air segments featuring a guest from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Yan Lai Dance Academy, Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, 18 under 18 honoree, Eva Friedlander, and Bonnie and the Mere Mortals are now available in our new on-demand catalog at slbradio.org/catalog. A quick reminder that we spring forward tonight. You're going to be in your own individual time zone, which you might prefer, but clocks go ahead officially at 2 a.m. tomorrow as we move into daylight saving time in just about every area. If you don't do it, you know who you are, I suspect. But clocks do spring ahead. Everybody has stories, I think, of either forgetting about the time change or knowing somebody who forgot about the time change. I told one recently to an old friend of mine when I used to be the engineer or board operator for a number of different hour-long programs that aired adjacently to each other on a Sunday morning. everybody seemed to forget the time change, and every host was coming in late. So I ended up hosting all of those programs, which was interesting. I ended up hosting programs that I didn't necessarily know everything I needed to know. I was about 14 or so, but it was an interesting story just the same. There are other occasions that I'm sure have happened to you. Let us now give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Mr. Soundhound, are you there and ready to offer us a sound? Bill in Homer City, I've not forgotten your request, by the way. It will be coming up shortly. Oh, good. I'm going to get it. I got it. And here is this week's sound. Can you identify this? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Once again, if you would please. 412-200-5975. We'll give the sound hound a little drink as you take a listen to this request, Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's a great song. A big hit for them as well. Leaving on a jet plane for Bill in Homer City.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
crush a little heart, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. You try and try and try again, again. You try and try, with only pieces, pieces, always pieces. Happens every time. I broke a set of wings, but doesn't mean you'll never fly. Some things just take a little time. Be still, little heart, don't you run. Nothing's really over till it's done. Love and love and love again, again. You pour your love, but hang on empty, empty. Hang on, you will find the one. A broken set of wings, it doesn't mean you'll never fly. Some things just take a little time. When you've had more than you can take, remember plan, and have a little faith if you can. This is gonna take a little time. What's gone is gone. You can't get it back. Every season has a purpose. Remember that. So just let yourself be broken and enjoy the ride. 'Cause it's gonna take a little time. A little heart, don't you die. Everything's gonna be alright. You give and give and give again, again. You give it all, and it burns, burns. It always burns every time you fall. But it's gonna take a little time. Gonna take a little time. Hush a little heart, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be oh.
The Saturday Light Brigade there. You've got Sarah Peacock and Take a Little Time, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, requested by Bill in Homer City, who also correctly identified the Sound Hound's sound. He was able to come up with the correct answer, as I mentioned, and he requested the song you heard just moments ago, Peter, Paul, and Mary's Leaving on a Jet Plane. It's a busy morning, and we've got a lot of answers coming up to our Sound Hound puzzle. If you had trouble getting through, our apologies. It's been busy. We have four callers that are about to join us. And first up is Simon. Good morning, Simon. Hi, Simon. Are you there? Oh, I hope we didn't lose Simon. Oh, Simon. Let me double check to make sure. Simon is on line one. Yes. Well, Ricky, I'm going to have you check for Simon. And meanwhile, I'm going to say hello to Brian. Oh. Brian, are you there?
Yes, of okay. course. Hey, what's up, Larry? Hopefully Simon's okay and line one is okay.
Yes, Simon, hang on.
Radio, it yes. acts up.
Yes, Simon, we're going to be right with you. Ricky just found him. So, but first, Brian, we'll have you give the answer, but we want to
okay.
hear from Simon,
it was,
too.
It was a pool cue.
Absolutely. The sound of pool getting played is correct. Is that a sound that you've heard close up? You got that very quick.
Yes, but guess what? I've never played pool in my life, Blair.
Well, I like pool. I don't get a chance to play very often, but I like thinking about all the angles and
mm-hmm.
ways of doing things. I'm not that good at it, but it's fun to play.
You guys doing anything fun this weekend or no?
If I get a chance to, I'm going to fix a fence gate. That's the big thing on my agenda today. We have a fence that has a broken hinge, so I'm going to try to fix that.
Also, don't forget to turn the clock ahead tonight, and also the Riverhound season starts in a few weeks, the soccer team in Pittsburgh here.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Brian.
Hey, you be good, okay?
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
And I'm going to see... Now I've got Simon. Hi, Simon.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, sure.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you, Simon?
7.
It's so nice to talk to you this morning. Who are you listening with?
My brother and dad.
What's your brother's name?
Desmond.
Well, it's nice for you to call. And Simon, here is the sound that you heard before. Here it comes. It is. And you knew what that was. What's the sound, Simon?
A cue ball.
Yes.
A cue ball hitting a cue ball.
Yes. Have you ever played pool?
Yeah.
And when you play, are you able to shoot and get some balls to land in the pocket sometime?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game to play inside? It's pretty rainy where I am this morning. If you were going to stay inside, what's a game you would enjoy playing?
Either pool or air hockey.
Oh, you like them both. So you have a pool table at home that you can play?
Well, I don't have a pool table at home, but I used to have like a mini air hockey set, but it broke.
Oh, this! You can put a lot of time and energy. They take as you play, they take a lot. Do you play any sports?
No.
Well, it's so good to talk to you, and I'm glad that you called. Do you have any pets?
Yeah.
Tell me about your pets.
I have a dog. His name is Prince.
Ooh, what's he look like?
He's a chihuahua.
Oh, so he's, does he bark a lot?
When the mailman comes, yeah.
When I used to deliver newspapers, and the chihuahuas were always the ones that wanted to say hello a lot.
Yeah.
And they would do that. And do you have any other pets? Or is
Yeah, I have fish.
What are their names, Simon?
I cannot name all of them.
Well, those are great. Thank you for calling. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, well, thanks. Here's our sound hound. Tell him to, he's saying hello to Prince. Thank you, Simon. And Bill in Homer City had the correct answer, too. And let's see, I think I've got Carla here, or is this Dust Bowl?
This is Carla.
It's Carla. Dust Bowl is next. Thank you for letting me guess.
Yeah.
You have the correct answer, too. What is it? that you identified?
Well, it's hitting a ball, you know, a pool ball, and to hit the other balls, hitting the cue ball to go in the pocket.
Yes.
And I knew that one right away. I'll never forget that sound. When I was, it brought back a memory. When I was growing up, my big brothers were all excited when we got a pool table and put it in the basement. And they used to play. And when they weren't around, I'd sneak in there and I'd play with their pool table. And they did not like it. They yelled at me because they said, I'm totally blind. I can't see. So I'd have to slide the stick along to find the balls and try to hit them in. And so they yelled at me. And so finally my parents came up with a compromise. I was allowed to play with the pool table, but I wasn't allowed to use the stick because they were afraid I'd put a hole in the covering.
Oh,
I was dragging it.
Or you could put injure yourself maybe.
They decided that I was allowed to rack up the balls and then take a ball. I couldn't tell if it was a cue ball or not because I was blind. I could vaguely see a little bit then, and I could see the light-colored balls on the dark surface, but I couldn't, I can remember vaguely that, but I have no sight left now. But they said I could do that, and I didn't play real pool. My object was to see how many balls I could hit and scatter, and I liked the funny noises they made when they rolled and fell into the buckets there, in the pockets on the side. So that was my goal, to see how many noises I could make and how many balls I could get off the table. I was only 7 years old at the time, so
it is a distinctive sound, isn't it?
It sure is. And that took me right back. And it took me back to college because in the student union they had a pool table. And every once in a while I'd sneak in there and play a 7-year-old Carla pool game and they'd laugh at me.
Carla, thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you.
It's good
and
to talk.
I enjoy your show so much. And I'm sharing my throat with Bertha the bullfrog today, which is fun. My
mom would always say, Gravel Gertie. Is the person.
I like that even better. Oh, yes.
Thank you,
but
Carla.
I enjoyed that. I like that pie song. Who was that by again? You have a playlist, by the way, of all your songs.
We do, and we can send that to you in electronic format. If you use a screen reader, you'll be able to get right at it. But Alfred Parker, not Alfred, but Alfred was...
Alfred Parker?
Yeah. So that's who did that.
And it's called Pie?
Hang on. Let me get it exactly correctly for you. Yes, simply Pie. I should have just assumed you were absolutely right, but just Pie. We have a few songs about Pie. I wanted you to try the right
title. I'm going to send that to my math teacher if I can find it.
Wonderful. Carla, thank you. If I seem rushed, I want to be sure we get to our scheduled guest.
That's okay.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you sometime soon. Take care.
Bye-bye. I do want to get to Dust Bowl, and then we're going to go to Amber Weewool, who's going to tell us about a bird count taking place. Dust Bowl, it's hard when you're one of the last of several people identifying on the air the puzzle. Is this a game you played much or that you do play much?
Yeah, friends of ours had one at his house, and then they moved to a smaller place, and we had yet to play it. That's been probably over a year or so since we played any pool. But I'm not really good at it. Every once in a while, I have little streaks where I, put it together for a series of balls and get them in there. But, and I don't know what I'm doing differently to make it go in the hole instead of missing like I normally do. But, it's an interesting game and good socializing game, too.
Yeah, it's much like playing cards or checkers or chess if you're not... Too concerned about who wins or loses. It's just a nice way to pass the time, isn't it? Well, Dust Bowl, thank you. And I'm sorry to be a little bit short. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Are you going to mention me on the birthdays?
Yes, birthday is coming up, including yours.
Yeah.
Which is Thursday?
Thursday the 14th, off day.
Yes, indeed. We'll remember your birthday coming up. Thanks so much, Dust Bowl.
Okay.
And let me thank John and Marjorie of Harrisville also for coming up with the correct answer. I think I've mentioned all of the correct answers now coming in. What a busy, busy morning. And I want to now introduce you to a guest, and also my apologies to Amber Weewool, who is here representing the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas program. Amber, I'm sorry to be a little late this morning. Thanks for your patience. How are you today?
Oh, no problem. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, our pleasure. So your activity is new for 2024. It's a multi-year project, I understand. And tell us a little bit about it. I think it's the called the third or three Pennsylvania Bird Atlas. Is that right?
Correct. This is Pennsylvania's third Bird Atlas. So Bird Atlases are a statewide project to document the birds of the state over a certain time period. They take about 5 years to complete, as you said, and they're completed, or they're repeated, every 20 years. So Pennsylvania's very first atlas was done in the 1980s, and then the second was in the early 2000s, and this is, of course, our third atlas, and it launched on January 1st, 2024.
Now, I can imagine a lot of reasons why it's important to do this, but I'm sure that you know them all, and there are probably some that would not be readily apparent. Why do we need to understand what birds are here, and maybe more importantly, what birds used to be here and aren't as abundant as they once were?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's exactly, you know, what the Atlas tries to get at. So the Atlas is our most comprehensive survey of birds in the state, which means that we focus efforts in every nook and cranny of Pennsylvania, and we also have, you know, efforts that are dedicated toward detecting species that are rare or difficult to detect, so they're not often reported in other more typical bird surveys. And this is really important because we lack information for some of those species, and we lack a lot of information from parts of Pennsylvania that don't typically get a lot of birders or a lot of research done in those areas. And so taken all together, this helps sort of paint a picture of what bird populations are looking like in 2024, 2025 in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we can compare this information to what things looked like 20 years ago, 40 years ago. So that kind of gives us a sense of which species are doing well or not doing well in the state, and how their ranges are shifting and maybe how habitats are changing for birds. And so kind of using this information along with other sources of information for birds, so other scientific studies and other surveys, all this information can be used together to help determine what species should be on our list of threatened and endangered species in Pennsylvania or our species of special concern. So we can then, you know, really prioritize conservation efforts for those species or for habitats for those species and start asking more questions, focus on things that we need to be looking into more.
Now, anybody who would like to volunteer can be part of this. And my understanding is if you go to eBird, just eBird.org, there's a way that you can register and simply document birds. Is that correct?
Right. That's how you start. So the best thing to do is if you're a new birder and you aren't familiar with eBird yet, eBird is a citizen science project that is worldwide. It's not specific to the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas. But you can create a free account there and use eBird to document your bird sightings. And this can be anywhere. You can record birds that you see when you're out on a hike in a state park or when you're looking at birds in your backyard. You can be in a city. You can be out in the forest. Absolutely anywhere. So then to contribute specifically to the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas, there is what is called a portal in eBird. It's the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas portal. And this basically just captures all of the data that is intended for the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas so that, you know, the team of us that are reviewing the data actually get it. And so the website for the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas portal in eBird is ebird.org/atlasPA. Or if you just Google the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas, it will be one of the first things that pops up. So you just want to go to, it'll be an eBird webpage, but it will say Pennsylvania Bird Atlas in the top left corner. And we have a volunteer handbook on there, and there are lots of other resources that help people figure out how they can participate and how they can contribute data.
Fascinating. I'm looking through the website, and we hike when we can and always enjoy looking for birds and trying our best to identify them, usually with a Peterson guide, you know, along with us. And it would be fun. This makes it really easy to submit information about what you've seen, and crowdsourcing that is a neat idea. And this is the third one you mentioned, and it's is it 5 years that the project will continue in this third incarnation? Well, that's exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the program and how it works?
I just want to emphasize that, you know, we're looking for people to join in who have any interest in birding. You don't have to be a skilled birder. You really just need to be able to identify a single species. And we're specifically right now looking for evidence of breeding in birds in Pennsylvania. So we're out there looking for birds that are building nests, you know, males and females of a species are interacting, looking for actual nests. And this is a great opportunity. A lot of people find nests of robins, mourning doves, gray cat birds, things like that, just in their yards, or maybe right on their houses. And so, you know, that is all information that we would love to have shared with us. So you don't have to know every bird out there. You can still just contribute information for a single species that you find in your yard. And it's really I hope that it's a gateway for people. They might submit information on a single nest that they find in their yard and be interested in starting to learn about the other birds that they're seeing in their yard or in their neighborhood or when they're out on a hike, like you said.
That's a great way to express it. I'm going to look for our annual mourning dove nesting that occurs right outside one of our bedroom windows. And if that happens, I'm going to go in and log it because it's...
Yeah, that is perfect.
Every year we enjoy... The cats usually notice first from the inside. They they're very kind, though, to the birds. Thank you so much, Amber, for joining us today. ebird.org /atlasPA. Is the easiest way to get there. And I appreciate your joining us today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
What a busy morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And thank you. That was Amber Wewol from the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas. Birthdays are coming up a little later this hour, but let's jump right to our afterthoughts puzzle. We're going to give you... Oh, before we do that, I need a moment. I'm fairly certain that there were some answers to our last puzzle that I did not acknowledge. Jeff and Maine knew that pool was what we were looking for. Jim and Crafton Heights also knew it. the Sound Hound, very popular today, John in Economy Borough. Russ in North Carolina. Kevin also came up with the correct answer. Drew and Tegan in the North Hills knew it. Tom and McCandless knew it. Jack came up with the correct answer, listening with Ty in Valencia. Rich in Edinburgh knew we were looking for a pool break. Linda and Collier also got it. Annie in Eastern PA got it and noted Caden was out of the room, but we'll see how he does with another puzzle. Patrick in South Park came up with the correct answer, as did John in Carrick, Mike in Mars, John and Addie of East Deer, Larry in Elwood City, Jesse of Point Breeze, good morning, Jesse, Jim in Crafton Heights, Bruce and Ingram, and that gets us up to date. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Let's see how quickly you might be able to come up with the answer to the afterthoughts puzzle I'm about to give you. You're about to hear three words. Tell us what one word naturally follows these three: check, log, and white. Check, log, and white. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Again, check, log, and white. One word follows those three naturally. Good luck.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Although they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. You over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old,
all the ones about
records, those old
all the
phonograph
ones
records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Portable, we dance the night away to all those old,
all the ones about
records, those old
all the
phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
On the old wind-up controller,
although they sound scratchy, those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so.
I love you so.
Well, I can't believe that the moment has passed. The words were all spoken sincerely and fast. Once there was a time never to end, and many a reason to
to thank our old friends. We should have been dancing in long silken gowns, cabaret hopping both uptown and down. Where did they go and what is it we did all wrong? For a song, the long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed for 13 long years and maybe then some, the good and the bad, but still better to come, with late night remarks of how and why, a stubborn desire to satisfy, where all of our problems were easily solved for those who were and who weren't involved. The morning brought glasses half empty with laughs and wisdom ripe on our behalf. And the long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed. Left ticking, the faces have changed, the names and the places, they're all rearranged. We never had danced those few minuets. Was it tangos, merengues, so much for regrets? But somewhere in a cakewalk we'll all join the dance. It'll echo so clearly without fear of chance. The price to be paid, just treading a measure or two without you. And the long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed. The long face of time takes a twist. We think about what we have.
Frank Christian at the Saturday Light Brigade and Time Takes a Twist. Don't forget, speaking of Time Takes a Twist, that clock's officially spring forward before you go to
spring
bed.
Spring forward, fall back. What I know you can do it because you got the knack. Spring forward.
We're heading into daylight savings time, daylight saving time, officially at 2 a.m. Sunday, March 10th. You'll want to do it before you go to sleep tonight. I see a question about birds asked, and I see that email, and I'll try to find out. That was a question for our bird expert that we had with us just a few moments ago, and thank you for writing. We are looking for the word that naturally follows check, log, and white. What if we added knock or hand or shut as additional clues? Susan is going to join us in just a moment. Bill in a Homer City was one of several people who thought the answer might be book. Desmond thought it might be board. And Susan will be with you in just a few seconds. I just want to acknowledge some other guesses. Larry in Elwood City has it, as does John in Carrick, Bruce in Ingram. Pudge thought it might be book, too. I think book almost works perfectly. James came up with the answer that we're looking for. Caden came up with board, which also fits very well. John and Addie in Easter have the answer we're looking for, as does Rich in Edinburgh. John in Grove City was thinking about book two. Annie came up with the answer we're looking for, as did Mike in Mars. And John in Economy Borough. And Susan is in Squirrel Hill. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. And I thought of another clue while you were naming other clues would be look.
Oh, that's a good one. And Stuart came up with the clue of single. And it took me a moment, but single would work, as in to single blank, you know, the word we're looking for. But it took me a second. I didn't get it at first when he gave that as an answer. I kind of like, you know, checkbook, logbook, and you could have a white book. And then board, Caden out in eastern Pennsylvania thought of a board, checkboard, a log board, a white board, kind of. But you had the definitive answer that we're looking for that fits really well. What word did you get?
And that was out.
Out. Check out. Log out and white out. Knock out, hand out, shut out, all those other words. By the way, is it still raining out?
It is. It is. And we really enjoyed the bird speakers. We have a bird feeder outside the window where we listen to SLB. And so while she was talking, we were watching birds come in and out of the bird feeder. So that was exciting.
Birds are just wonderful to watch. And you and I and Ricky, we both live in sort of we're not exactly out in the country, right? I'm assuming you're
right.
In Squirrel Hill. You're not. But birds, backyard birding is a wonderful thing. There's so many things you can do to attract these beautiful creatures to your yard, and they are fun to watch.
They are, and different species have different behaviors, which is if you watch them long enough, you could see how they act, which ones fight with each other, and, you know, which ones. The finch looks in our kitchen window and just looks like he's looking directly at us, whereas the other birds never make eye contact at all. So that's fun.
Well, and then they say that crows can recognize human faces. They just are very observant, and that's a little scary to think of. But and then you think,
well, I think the mourning doves are mean. Like, I thought doves were a symbol of peace, but the mourning doves would peck the smaller birds and pull their feathers out. And so we had to change feeders and get one that only small birds could get into, because we had one time 36 mourning doves in our backyard.
Oh my
all
gosh.
Competing for the bird feeder. It was almost like a Hitchcock movie.
Now, we have mourning doves. I love the cooing sound they make. Some people don't, but I think it's a very peaceful sign. But I've never observed them doing that. But I could kind of see, because they're sort of like pigeons, I think. And pigeons are known to sort of pick at each other a little bit. So maybe that's part of a trait that birds like that have.
I'm happy not to attract them anymore. I did like their cooing a lot, but it made everything really messy, because they were plucking feathers out of other birds, and it just got got a little violent.
I think the cardinals and the robins and, chickadees. We get a lot of chickadees that are always, their song is nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, weirdest ones are nuthatch and titmouse.
Oh, yes. We get nuthatches. Ricky is better at this than I am, but she can identify pretty much any bird by its sound. Somebody just suggested, it was Jim, phase as a clue to phase out. That's another
phase.
Good one.
Good. Well, thank you for letting me play. It was great fun.
Yeah, it's wonderful to talk. Take care. And congratulations to you if you came up with out as the answer we were looking for. And coming up, we'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I see that Norm in Upper St. Clair came up with it. The other Susan got it. So did David Weaver. And I think I've acknowledged all of our correct guesses. Now, we want to welcome our brand new affiliate in Keyser, West Virginia, joining us for the first time today. We celebrate birthdays the Saturday of or before their occurrence at this time every Saturday. And we're about to do that, and you are welcome to send us birthdays. Today, happy birthday to Roland of O'Hara from Chloe and Justin, Kayla of Shadyside from Mom, Daddy, and Julia, Jack from Mom, Dad, and Sam in Old Washington, and Danny and Fennelson from your family. Tomorrow, it's Mira of Poland, Ohio from Debbie, Dad, Rich, Shannon, and Ryan, and Derek, and Alex, and all of your family. Jessica of Bear Rocks from Michael and Liz. Amy of Brentwood from your family. John, Henry, Luke from Mom and Dad. Gabriel and Shaler. Jen of Jefferson Hills from Chad. Uncle Rudy from Marley and Cameron. Catherine, Alicia of Upper St. Clair from Norm, Barb, Nathan, Becca, and Julie. Serenity of Springdale from Mom, Dad, and the rest of the Wellsby gang. And our good friend, Paul Dick's birthday is March 10th. And although he's passed, we always like to remember his birthday. Dwayne of Westview from Tiffany, Zoe, and Gabriel celebrates on the 11th, as does Ryan. Maya from the Bingham family. On Tuesday the 12th, we have Helen, the Polka Queen, from Dust Bowl Jack. Colleen from husband Ken and family. Miguel of McKeesport from Marcy and Marcus. On the March 13th, we go with Dominicchio of Harmony. Hello, Dominicchio. Your whole family wishes you a happy birthday. Mary Beth of Monroeville from Noah. Marley from Dee and Tom, Jackie of Glassport from your family, Aileen of Saco, Maine from husband Jeff. Happy birthday to you, Aileen. And we also have Michael of Fenelton from your family. On March 14th, we start with Dust Bowl Jack of Warren, Ohio, Rob of Morningside. Also, Eric and Point Breeze from Regis, Ian, Joshua, and Regina, Leonard of Monroeville from Linda, Alyssa of Valencia from Nate, Karen, Laura, and Lucas. Finally, on March 15th, the Ides of March, Ethan, Derek of Poland, Ohio from Debbie and Rich, and Shannon, Ryan, Alexa, Mira, and your whole family, Karen of Allison Park, from Dave, Audrey, and Rose. Ken of Regent Square from Colleen and your family. Thomas of Butler from your whole family. And Carl from A Secret Soulmate.
Ladies and gentlemen. SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government, broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Mississippi.